Ian, Ginger interrupted. Just listen, please. Larry and I love you so much. We don't want to see you hurt by drugs. You're having problems. Your grades are slipping, but you won't talk to us. I want you to do this, Ian. It's okay to ask for help. I scrunched up in the corner and put my head on my paws, waiting for Ian to blow up again. To my surprise, and to Ginger's, Ian stood very still, and then, without looking at her, he said quietly, "Whatever you want, Mom." Ginger looked at him for a minute and said, "Okay, Ian," and left the room softly, closing the door behind her. Slowly, I crept up to Ian, and he reached down and scratched my belly, but my tail drooped when I saw the hard look on his face as he said, "She wants me to go to a shrink? Fine." Ian went to the counselor, and whatever he said must have worked, because soon he was allowed to stop going. He'd promised Ginger and Larry he would give up marijuana, and they thought he had. But he didn't stop. He just got better at hiding it from his parents and teachers. All through high school, he lied and lied. It was easy for everybody to believe everything was okay, because Ian was still a pretty good athlete and a fair student. It wasn't as if he was failing. Besides, everyone wanted to believe him.